So our next guests are a musical duo. I asked them, how would you like me to introduce you tonight? One said, they're the best band in Chicago. And then the other one quickly said, according to some. Let's put your hands together for Deja Vui!
How's everybody doing?
Good.
That Dwight, he's really doing a good job, right? Oh no, there's a anti-fan in the audience. All right, so we're Deja Vui. We have a drummer, but he's not here. But that's okay, we just got him, so we're used to him not being there. We're going to play two songs for you. The first song, I will preface by saying that I'm a movie lover. When I was in high school, I worked at the movie theater for the whole 4 years, and I was a projectionist, which I think was a cool thing because that like doesn't really exist so much anymore, I don't think, because we actually had 12 theaters of film running through projectors, and we'd have to like build them on reels and all that kind of stuff. And now it's all just digital, so that kind of makes me sad. But you can still go to places like the Music Box and see film, I suppose. I used to co-host a film-related podcast called Films of the Future. And my co-host and I would review films before we saw them, which...
it really needs to come back. Films of the Future needs to come back.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
You should review Films of the Future.
I could review
back.
Films of the Future. It was kind of funny, but it was also sort of heartfelt about how you go into a movie and you have all these preconceived notions. You like bring a lot of baggage with you, and it was kind of about thinking about how much you've already decided about a movie before you even see it. One of the movies, and I would get to express opinions, like, for example, before seeing The Master, I would say, it's not too long. So one of the movies that we reviewed before seeing it was The Force Awakens. And I feel like, based on the previous speakers, Star Wars does seem to strike a nerve with people here tonight. So this is a song I wrote before seeing it called Don't Let Me Down. But it's applicable.
Give it away the punchline.
Yeah, it's applicable to every Star Wars movie. It applies to Rogue One. I'm sure it applies to The Last Jedi. Alright, you ready? I'm so excited that you let me down before. You've been a major disappointment in my life, but I'm coming back. Thank you. you.
So that song is called Don't Let Me Down. You've probably heard a song by that name before. We are going to...
That didn't occur to me at the time.
We are not going to play that song, but we are going to play a Beatles song. And the reason I thought this might be a fun song to play, or I've been thinking a lot about Beatles recently, is that Across the Universe is a movie that I really love, and I've heard that that's a very contentious point of view to have.
You heard that from me.
You're not the first. So this is kind of one of the central songs of the film, and I like it.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Farmers markets this year. It's a really good deal. If you're a musician, I recommend playing farmers markets.
We have more gigs. We have a gig at the end of September. 9/23 is the date, and there's lots of really cool bands playing there, so you should come.
Where is your gig at on 9/23?
It's at a mysterious place.
What's the password?
Sylvie's at Irving and Damon. And we are opening at 8.
Thank you, Deja Vu-y. They're always great. Glad that they're here. They're always great.